Hi, everybody. Welcome to After Hours, which keeps moving earlier and earlier and earlier. It's pretty soon I'm going to have the old Rick Kogan morning show. But this is a very Chicago-centric show, and I would recommend you get out a pen and paper and write down some of the things about which you'll hear. One of my favorite people on this planet, if not just in this city, is Dennis Foley, who's a talented writer who came to fame with the Streets and Sandman's Guide to Chicago Eats. It became one of the best-selling books for Lake Claremont Press. He's done another wonderful memoir, sad wonderful memoir, called The Drunkard Son, a novel called The Blue Circus. And now here he is with No Ketchup, Chicago's top 50 hot dogs and the stories behind them. Dennis, how are you?
Good, Rick. Thanks a bunch for having me on.
It's ever my pleasure. I'm like your constant fan. The thing that amazes me, before we get into the details about this book, so it's one of the most amazing aspects of the book, in addition to having so many sort of $1, $2 off coupons that anybody who buys the book will be making money, is near the back, you have 50 hot dogs in 50 days, and he charts. There's some days you had as many as 5 hot dogs. Some days, only 1. You began this journey at 6'3 and 231 pounds, and you finished it at 6'3, 233 pounds. How is that possible, Dennis? How could you possibly only have gained 2 pounds?
Well, you know, like you said, it is funny. Being a Southsider, when I would make my trek up north, I had to make those visits worthwhile. So I would knock off 3, 4, 5 dogs on a given trip. And then on a south side journey, I might only get 1 or 2. But on the days that I ate a bunch of dogs, I came home and I kind of matched the miles to the dogs. So if I ate 4 dogs, I was going to walk 4 miles. And if I only ate 2, I'd walk 2. And that did. That kind of helped me keep it off. And, I had to go ahead and crack myself in the heart a few times just to keep things pumping, too.
Yeah. Did you have one of those machines in your house? One of those things they have on airplanes? Listen, what inspired this, Dennis? You loved, and the passion for Chicago and food courses through Streets and Sandman's Guide. It also courses through this. I mean, it is not just about eating. It is about meeting the people who serve the food you eat and visiting places you had never visited before. But so why 50 hot dogs in 50 days? It just seemed like a good way to do that.
Yeah, and I had visited a bunch of these places before, particularly during my days as an electrician with Streets and Sand with the city. And I actually set out to write the strange thing was I was sitting down working on a novel and, had what I thought was a pretty good chapter, first chapter after a number of months kind of going through it and rewriting and honing on it.
Sure.
And then, kind of hit a little block where nothing else was coming to me.
Oh.
Went out to grab a dog that day and boom, hot dogs.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it just kind of came to me. And then, the 50 dogs in 50 days,
sure,
it just felt like a good fit. And it ended up being I ate about 60 dogs in those 50 days.
Was it a challenge for you physically?
Not really. I mean, I am a huge lover of hot dogs, probably more so than I should be. Going out and having the dogs, I never had a day where I felt like, this is a pain to get this one down.
Right.
Because it's not just eating a hot dog. Like you said, you're venturing into different parts of the neighborhoods of the city. You're seeing what's going on there. And then you go in and you talk to these people that, these mom and pop owners that run the shops. And, it makes that visit really worthwhile.
That is what really distinguishes this book, Dennis Foley. For instance, let me start with, Fat Tommy's. It is a story about how two broken thumbs gave birth, in essence, to that place. Tell that story.
Yeah, so Dan Coogan is the owner of Fat Tommy's, and when he was a young pup, he was out skiing up in Wisconsin somewhere and took a tumble down the ski slopes, broke the thumbs and both of in each hand,
mm-hmm,
and then came out of there and he couldn't work. And he was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And he went to a buddy of his, a guy named Tom Brakey, and they came up with the idea of, let's open up a hot dog cart. So there he was at a moment of despair with two, his arms and two casts. And they came up with the concept of, pushing a hot dog cart. And that was back in the late 90s. And now he's been in the hot dog game, early 90s. He's been in the hot dog game for, you know, right about 30 years now.
Yeah, that's a wonderful story. So is the story of Susie's Drive-In. This is All in the Family. You subtitled that thing, Susie's Drive-In at 4126 West Montrose. That, did you go in with the intention, Dennis Foley, of course you went in with the intention of saying hi to whoever was behind the counter, but with knowing that you would find stories this rich and detailed?
And, you know, a place like that, too, it was really kind of interesting, even during my, you know, days of the city. I had never been to Susie's.
Huh.
So, you know, the recommending to go there came from, you know, I had sent out emails to all the different aldermen in the city, too, that, you know, asked them to tell me what were their favorite hot dog stands in their wards.
How many of them got back to you?
I got word from about eight or nine.
8 out of 50. That's really good.
Yeah,
it would take them Take them 1 minute to respond. 8 out of 50. That's great.
But then, you know, so that place was recommended by the folks in that ward, and I went there and had a great dog. And, you know, when I went into these places, I didn't go in like, hey, you know, I'm writing a hot dog book.
Oh, sure.
We have a hot dog. I'm not trying to, you know.
I'm not trying to get a free hot dog. Yeah.
Yeah. I go in, I order a dog, I eat it, and then if I like it, I come back in. I was giving people a little, you know, brochure, a little information sheet on the book, and say, I'd like to do an interview with you. And that's how I came to talk to Susie Ninos. She's the owner of Susie's Drive-In, and, you know, kind of got her story and about how the family started the place.
It's a wonderful, you know. I mean, you know, the thing about it, you know, I'm not saying that it's just hot dog stands. There are other businesses like this, too. But these are such genuine, real Chicago neighborhood stories that you don't hear. You know, we don't write about them all much. I do it occasionally in the paper. But these are the stories of the real people who work in the city and make this city go, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. And that was my goal. As you mentioned, you know, I wrote these reviews, and don't get me wrong, I had a great time writing these reviews and trying to throw a little humor in there. But for me, I wanted to make the book different from other, you know, from other like blogs and writings about hot dogs. I wanted to tell more of those stories about those, you know, mom and pop owners who had toiled for years.
Well,
you know, making
also,
their,
also when you go, when you went to the Quick Bite carryouts at 5155 Northwestern, you wound up two blocks south on Western, Ash's Magic Shop, where they don't serve hot dogs, but you thought it worthwhile. You thought it worthy of mentioning.
And what a great place.
Oh.
I wanted to include, you know, hey, you're out getting a hot dog, but what else is in the neighborhood that you can go and see where you get more of a feel for what it's like? And you know, admittedly, quite a few of those ended up being alcohol related, where you can go get a good craft beer.
Yes.
But a place like Ash's Magic Shop, what a gold mine. When I went in there, Mr. Ash, you know, sadly, you know, Mr. Ash and his wife Bonnie run the place and have been doing so for, you know, since the 80s. And, you know, the magic shops, when I was a kid, those were like, I loved going into the magic
shop. Oh, yeah, who didn't? When there were magic shops around. I'm talking to Dennis Foley, the author most recently of No Ketchup, Chicago's Top 50 Hot Dogs and the Stories Behind Them. He has in the book $14. The book is $14, $13.95, and he has $14 of coupons inside that you can use at all of these hot dog places. We'll be back in 2 minutes. In his new book, No Ketchup, Chicago's Top 50 Hot Dogs and the Stories Behind Them, author Dennis Foley rates these places according to, what do you call these things, mustard containers? What are they?
Yeah, instead of stars, we went with mustard. So four mustards was the top rating.
There are a lot of top rated in here. We're also talking about the fact that, you know, Bob Surratt, my friend, Dennis's friend, and WGN's morning guy, wrote, keep this book in your car and you'll never be more than 10 minutes away from finding a great city hot dog joint. How about an all suburban edition next? Mark Brown, Mark Brown loves the book. Patricia Ann McNair, who's a fantastic short story writer and novelist, loves the book. And I would imagine everybody loves the book. Were there any people, Dennis, who were adamantly dissatisfied with your mustard rankings?
I had a few people that, you know, came to me or, you know, sent me emails and said, hey, you know, this place you have is a 3.5. I think it should be a 4.
Right,
and,
right, you know, right.
And little things like that. But, you know, nothing much. And, And Rick, you know, you mentioned Patricia Ann McNair, and
yeah.
One thing I wanted to tell you with her is, you know, as a member of the faculty at Columbia College, she was a great influence on me.
Oh, sure.
But when we were there, I was working in that Master's of Creative Writing program, and we would model some of our stories. And I have to tell you that one of the stories that I wrote in this book, I modeled it after you. I said, how would Rick Kogan start this piece?
That might hurt sales in the long run.
I didn't do a great job with the model, no, but I,
that's very,
you know,
thoughtful,
I had fun with
you.
It.
One, there's one line, and what I'm also telling you people is, say, the reviews of each one of these places are relatively short. You can read them in a couple minutes. And then Dennis has embellished this book with longer, not that much longer, but a couple pages about various places. I just want to read. There's a Branco's sandwich shop, which is at 1118 West Fullerton. And the woman who owns it, this is what she says, Anja Branco. I treat everyone with respect, and I let them know that they are loved. That is the mantra, or should be the mantra, of everybody who owns a Chicago hot dog stand. The places are, in many cases, you know, I know people will drive to you know, Wolfie's because they fell in love with Wolfie's as a kid. Were you sort of, and Gene and Jude's is another one on River Road in River Grove. But the loyalty that some people have for these places, were you kind of astonished by that, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, you know, getting stories from, you know, there's a place up on Damon near Lawrence, a place called Badaki's. It's been around forever. And, the gentleman runs the place with his father there, Jay Lee. He was telling me that when they, when they tried to add a veggie dog years ago,
right,
that the masses that would come there, where, you know, threw their arms up. I'm not coming back here if you're serving a veggie dog. They just couldn't believe that.
I'm surprised someone didn't try to burn the place down.
Yeah, how dare you add a veggie dog to the menu? You know,
when you have the battle. There's one small short chapter called The Battle of the Fiberglass Hot Dog Mascots, which is fantastic. Then you have a hot dog quiz. I'm just telling you, Bob Serrat is right to keep this in your car as you drive around Chicago. But you also, let me ask you how COVID, you finished this. You had your last of these 50 hot dogs at 59 stops, total dog 60, on January 24th at Carnes, when the world seemed, may have been cold out, but the world seemed relatively normal. Have any of these places been hurt by recent health and domestic troubles?
And that's the sad part. You know, fortunately, not too many of them have. But
good.
I have received word from a couple that quite a few of them have reduced their hours a little bit.
Yeah.
Couple places said, hey, we're closing temporarily, but just because we have an older work staff, and we're going to jump back into the game in a little bit. But, 95% of these places are still up and running and making a go of it. And it's one of the things I enjoy about the book being out now is, it'll kind of get a few more folks going out to grab a hot dog, and that's what these places need.
I think that's a great, great thing. You, also, you put the arm on some of these people. I don't know how many coupons are in there. Not every one of the places did it, but there are, you know, about a dozen coupons. Well, actually, there are 14. So you can break even on buying the book. They're dollar off. That's an inspired idea. Did all these places get it?
Yeah, and I probably should have gone and asked a few more too, but I just wanted to I thought it would be cool if we could cover the price, and put $14 in there, and the book costs $13.95. I'm sure others would have said, yeah, put me down.
Oh, sure.
But, it's also, it becomes a matter of, hey, you're chasing people with a phone call or a message, and you don't hear back, and after a while, you kind of got to get things ready because it's rolling towards the press. So.
Right. Where can people buy this book, Dennis? I'm assuming virtually anywhere. I mean, you go on Amazon, I'm sure.
Yeah, Amazon, the publisher, McRowPress.com, MCROPress.com. But, bookstores, like I'm in the Beverly area. Keith Lewis at Bookies is very, big on supporting independent publishers and presses. So at his place and out in Beverly and in Homewood, Quimby's up on the north side.
Oh, that's great.
And it's pretty cool. Some of the hot dog joints are selling the book now, too, at the counter.
Well, it is a wonder. I have been an admirer of all of your writing since Streets and Sandman's Guide and your your nonfiction work, and The Blue Circus and The Drunkard Son was a very, very moving and effective kind of book. How is the writer's block that seemed to inspire the eating of 59 hot dogs in 60 days? You finished that chapter?
Yeah, so I'm moving along with that, and I'm a little bit weird. I like to write a number of projects, kind of move with them at the same time, and then see what kind of grabs hold of me. So I've been working on a screenplay with my older son, Matt, and that one's about 98% done. So you know, that's kind of fun to wrap that up, and then I'll dive back into that early 1900 Chicago piece.
Well, I remember the screenplay and the film, the Not a Stranger, that I guess, is there anywhere someone can see that movie?
Yeah, you know, it is available now. Not a Stranger. It was pretty good. It did pick up distribution, and it's available on Amazon.
Is it really? Proud of that movie? I thought it was it's a story of a sort of seemingly down and out guy who gets together with three kids and kind of helps them see life in new and different ways. Is that a summation that suits you?
Sure. He was a teacher in a bad way, and they kind of helped him come out of the doldrums. And, you know, when it came out, it won a couple awards at the film festivals. And, you know, and then I thought it was great. You know, Richard Roper went ahead and put a nice review in it in the
stars.
Sun.
Yeah, he gave it three. Right. I think he gave it three stars.
Right.
Yeah. So what are you drawn to more? I mean, you really are, as a writer, pleasantly all over the map. I mean, with books such as this, No Ketchup, Chicago's Top 50 Hot Dogs and the Stories Behind Them, but also with screenplays and fiction and nonfiction. How do you maintain that kind of balancing act?
I think growing up as a kid, I was one of those, you know, in school, hey, I was the kid in the corner all the time, you know, with the dunce cap on.
Yeah.
You know, the teacher, I was just too much of a, you know, busy moving around. And, you know, back in those days, I don't think they had ADHD, but that's probably, you know, what my MO was. So I kind of go back and forth, you know, between different things, work on a number of things at once, and then kind of like see which one's grabbing me the most and then run with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of how I kind of, you know, move in between some of those projects too.
You were a good basketball player too, weren't you? Or so says Russ Bradford.
I was lucky enough to play on a team that was very good. So all I did was rebound and give it back to the guys that could shoot.
Dennis, yeah. It's always a play. I'm sorry I can't see you in here, but maybe we get together one of these days.
That sounds great.
Yeah, because I admire your work, and you're just a good guy. You're a real good Chicago guy, and I think No Ketchup will find its place among the sort of great Chicago books. Yes, it is about hot dogs. Yes, in its way, it challenges you to eat 59 hot dogs in 60 days. But my favorite old place, Wolfie's, is in there, and I know you will find your favorite place, too. And it just gives you a real sense of the vibrancy that is Chicago, you know, the vibrancy that still exists in these neighborhoods. And it will take you in a nice, nice way into many Chicago neighborhoods where you've never been before. And it's a good excuse to go to get a hot dog. And sort of Dennis gives you reasons to explore the neighborhood beyond the hot dog stand. Dennis, take care of yourself in these weird, wicked times, and keep in touch.
All right, Rick, thanks again for having me visiting.
It's always, you're a regular whenever you write a book, and you write a book, you know, frequently. Finish the novel, will you?
Okay, that sounds good.
Thanks. Okay. Take care, Dennis.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay.